请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天下午是祷告会啊，我们现在一起学习道理之后，再把时间啊放一起祷告。
So this afternoon is a prayer session, and after we study the Bible, then we will pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考啊，主啊，唯有你能帮助。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'd like to study the topic. Oh Lord, there is none like you to help.
刚才我们在唱诗七十首哈，这就是唯独耶稣基督哈，能够啊，真的是给我们满足啊，这个歌词里面所传达的信息。
We just sang the hymn 70 with the title "None But Christ Can Satisfy."
我们要得到满足，就是包括我们的心啊，会啊觉得稳定，那么会不会恐惧？我们会觉得有依靠，这都是只有神才有办法的。
And only the Lord is able to satisfy our hearts, so that we have something to rely on.
所以我们可以很平安的过日子，我们可以很喜乐的来度过我们所遭遇的每一件事情。
And when we are able to peacefully and joyfully go through life's experiences.
即使有时候是面临危机当前，可能下一刻钟可能就没命了，但是我们还是会很平安、很稳定。
And even in dire situations where you may lose your life in the next hour, but in those situations we are still peaceful.
因为我们知道我们的生命是谁在掌握，我们这个生命的归宿在哪里。
Because we know who is control of our life.
我们不会害怕死亡，因为知道死亡不是结束，事实上是到神预备更美的家去的。
And we do not fear death because we know that when we die, we are going to a more beautiful place.
当我们不怕死亡的时候，其实我们就得到平安了。
And when we do not fear death, then we receive peace.
人间最怕的就是死而已。
What man fears the most is death.
如果胜过死亡了，基本上我们在世上，我们就能够享受神所给我们留下的时间。
And when we have overcome this fear of death, then we are able to enjoy the time that the Lord has given us.
我们现在看历代志下第十四章。历代志下十四章。
Let us turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 14.
历代志下十四章来读第十一节。
2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11.
历代志下十四章十一节说，亚撒呼求主他的神说，主啊，唯有你能帮助软弱的，胜过强盛的。主我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你，奉你的名来攻击这大军。主啊，你是我们的神，不要容人胜过你。
Verse 11, and Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God, do not let man prevail against you.
这是犹大国从罗伯安算下来第三个王亚撒王他所遭遇的一次危机，他求告神所讲的一段话。
And this is the prayer of King Asa, which is the third king from of Judah from Rehoboam, and this is the prayer he made when he was in danger.
是他在面对这个敌人大军压境的时候他现在祷告神所特别强调的，他说：“主啊，唯有你能够帮助那软弱的。”
And when he was being attacked, he cried out to the Lord and said that you are able to help us.
那在第九节就给我们一个背景，当时古实王谢拉率领兵100万，战车300辆出来攻击犹大人，到了玛利沙。
In verse 9, it gives us the background. Then Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Marisha.
那这个古实王其实就是在埃及南部的一个国度。
Ethiopia is a kingdom to the south of Egypt.
那这个古实在圣经里面所记录的这里的人是很高大可畏的。
The Bible records that these Ethiopians are very tall and very strong.
那他们是怎么？他什么样的人呢？现在看一下那个背景，看一下以赛亚书十八章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 18.
以赛亚书十八章。
Isaiah 18.
十八章第一节。
Verse 1.
我们如果把圣经这样子读一读，你再比较能够明白说，当时候情境啊，到底是多可怕了。
And when we read this, we will understand just how terrifying this situation was.
十八章第一节说：“哎呀，这是祸灾的意思。哎呀，古时河外，翅膀刷刷响声之地。”第二节，差遣使者在水面上，坐蒲草船过海。先知说：“你们快行的使者，要到高大光华的民那里去。”自从开国以来，那民极其可畏，是分地界践踏人的。他们的地有江河分开。请读一下。
Chapter 18, verse 1. Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. 2. Which sends ambassadors by sea, even in vessels of reed on the waters, saying, Go, swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose lands...The rivers divide.
哦，这里伊索比亚了哈，我们英文就直接翻了哈，所以这个就是在现在埃及国的南边的那个国度啊。
And Ethiopia is to the south of Egypt.
好，那这个这里的民哈是很强大的啦。
And the people,
国度也是很强大的。
The people of this nation are very powerful, and so are its people.
所以。当时这古时人其实你看他的人哦，是极其可畏，很高的哦。
And it describes these people as very tall.
那他们是分地界践踏人的，表示说他们是有那个侵略特质的，他们会到处去开拓。
And this nation,
他们想要扩张，去侵略别人的。
Nation powerful and shutting down, which means they wish to conquer those around them.
哦。他们的地有江河分开啊，这个就知道那个地形啊，他们在尼罗河那上游那一带的那个国度了。
And the land that the rivers divide describes the geography of their land.
哎，那他们过海，他们会到各地方去的，不是他们不会满足在他们自己原来的土地而已。
And they travel about on the sea, which means they are not satisfied with the land around them.
所以现在这古时人呢，率领大军100万呢。现在要来攻打犹大国。
And this great nation, with 1 million warriors, have come to attack Israel.
那我们要留意一下那个在历代志哈，他在述说哈这些不管以色列民啊、犹大国啦、啊，或者那个军队打仗的时候，那个数字哈都很庞大的。
And all the numbers in Chronicles are very large when they're discussing the amount of people fighting.
我们现在想说，这个古时候说100万大军，那从海外这样子100万大军来，这个是很可怕的，很不容易的这个事情。
And this army of 1 million sounds like a very large army and seems improbable.
以我们今天的了解，然后你今天不要说100万，你今天就是要动员10万或20万的军队，就一个是一个非常大的事情了。
Even today, to move 100,000 or 200,000 troops is no small feat.
那你要多大的国力才有办法去移动这些这么大的军队
？And it takes a very powerful nation to be able to do this.
但是我们现在就有一个了解，就是圣经里面这些数字给我们一个概念，就是说这时候其实是古时王派的大军要来攻打犹大国就对了。
But these numbers let us understand that there was a very great army that had come to attack Judah.
那亚萨这边他有多少人呢？
So how many people did Asa have?
第八节，如果你把它算一算，他们大概58万人。
In verse 8, it says there are about 58,000.
他们是拿盾牌拿枪的。
580,000 and they had shields and spears.
那他们是大能的勇士，就是很勇敢的。
And they were mighty men of valor.
但是现在古时王他这个100万大军还有战车300辆。
But Zerah the Ethiopian also had 300 chariots.
他们从海外来攻打犹大，已经攻到犹大的南部来了。
From across the sea, they had come to the southern land of Judah.
所以现在犹大他们被迫防守，所以是第十节才说 他们现在亚萨带军队出去迎敌，跟他们对阵。
So in verse 10, Asa went out against him and set the troops in battle array.
那现在面对这么优势的这个敌军哈，那现在犹大人他们怎么办呢？
Against such a great army, what does the kingdom of Judah do?
所以这个都是这个国度就好像生死存亡的关头，这个就是很重大的事情了，这是很关键的时刻。
And this is a very crucial, critical point.
输了就可能就被这个敌军占领，那国家可能就被灭了。
If they lose, then their kingdom would be destroyed.
那在这件事情之前，圣经特别记录了亚萨他当王之后，他做的第一件事情是什么？
But before this, the Bible records what Asa did when he first became king.
好，在第十四章一开头的时候。就让我们了解亚萨是接续他的父亲亚比亚做王的。
In verse 1, it tells us that Asa succeeded Abijah as the king.
那第一节说亚萨年间国中太平十年。
Verse 1, then during the reign of Asa, the land was quiet for 10 years.
为什么他能够得到太平？
Why was he able to have a peaceful reign?
因为第二节说他行神眼中看为善为正的事了。
Because in verse 2, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God.
表示说他是效法他的祖先大卫所留下的榜样。
Which means he imitated the example of his forefather King David.
他会很在意神所说的命令，照着去行。
He obeyed the commands of God and followed the commandments.
那把神当作最重要的，所以他专心敬拜神的。
He viewed God as the most important, so he diligently worshipped him.
好了，那现在如果要专心敬拜神，那就要把偶像除掉了。
So to worship God, you have to get rid of your idols.
所以现在这个亚萨他做王，他首先执行的就是要把这个第三节说除掉外邦神的坛、丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶。
So to worship God, Asa broke down all of these altars in verse 3.
那这个这里这个除偶像，他是偶像哈，不是亚萨他自己去做的，是他的祖先留下来的。
And these idols were not idols that Asa had made, but were the remnants of the king before him.
那他这个这些制造偶像的这些人，还是他自己的祖母啊？
The people that had made these idols were his own forefathers.
我们现在看一下《列王记上》的第十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 15.
了解一下他这个当时候啊，这个王哈，他做了对的事情。
So we can understand the things that King Asa did correctly.
我们从第十一节来读，十五章十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 11.
列王记上十五章十一节。
First Kings chapter 15, verse 11.
亚萨效法他主大卫所行神眼中看为正的事啊，十二节。
12.
从国中除去娈童，又除掉他列祖所造的一切偶像，十三。
13.
并且贬了他祖母玛加太后的位，因他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉。亚萨砍下他的偶像，烧在吉伦西边。十四。
14.
只是丘坛还没有废去，亚萨一生却向神存诚实的心。十五。
15.
亚萨将他父亲所分别为圣与自己所分别为圣的金银和器皿都奉到神的殿里。这段圣经就让我们了解到亚萨他所做的这个洁净的工作。
This passage allows us to understand the cleansing work that Asa did.
那从国中除去娈童，表示说他以今天来说就是禁止同性恋，在国家成为合法的。
So to banish the perverted persons means to remove the homosexuals.
那表示说他现在要维护。而且要执行神所要的圣洁。
Because he wished to preserve the cleanliness and holiness before God.
这个是在人的人跟人的这个关系，这个在婚姻家庭上面的。
And this has to do with the relations between people.
那接下去他要洁净宗教上面的这些败坏，所以除掉这偶像。
Next, he cleansed the spiritual life of Judah, so they cleansed the temple.
那这些偶像啊，这些坛。是他自己的祖母玛加太后所造的。
And these idols and were constructed by his grandmother Macha.
那表示说他现在要做神认为对的事情，他要克服很多障碍，要真的是要面对很多难题的。
So in order to follow God's instruction, he had to go through many hardships and confront many people.
啊，因为这个是他祖先所留下来的。
Because these were left to him by his predecessor.
这是传统，那这当中也是他自己的祖母所做的，这个当中有他的亲情，有他的认为所说的从古留下来的这个古董的价值。
And these traditions were left to him by his own grandmother.
那当时很多人可能觉得说，这个就是已经很习惯了，为什么你今天要把它除掉？
Some people may say, "We are accustomed to this. Why do we have to get rid of it?"
但是我们就看到说，这个亚撒他的心哦，向神诚实，他就是觉得说，神的标准才是应该要遵守的。过去的祖先所犯的错误，要把它除去，要改变。
But Asa had a heart to correct the mistakes of his forefathers.
啊，所以他现在啊，立志哈，要遵行神的话，所以他要行神眼中看为正的事。
So he wished to follow the commandments of God and do what was right in the eyes of God.
先在宗教信仰上，把所有人的心都摆正，来敬拜这位独一的神。
So first in their faith, they had to do the right thing.
那所以今天我们说要如果要寻求神，一定要先要明白神到底喜欢什么，神厌恶什么，要搞清楚。
So if we wish to worship God, then we have to understand what God desires.
那接下去我们要愿意顺服去做的。
And then we have to submit and obey.
好，那现在看回来历代志下第十四章。
Let us turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 14.
王他可以下令这样子执行去洁净，但是如果百姓的心哈没有跟他一样，你除掉了他还可以再把你装回来啊，还可以再做啊。
The king is able to remove all of these things, but if the people's heart does not follow, then they can still do what they wish.
所以他现在第四节说要吩咐犹大人，所有的百姓要一起来寻求主他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命。
So in verse 4, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment.
那所以要百姓大家一起配合的。
So the people also had to follow.
他在除了在耶路撒冷之外，第五节说要在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日向，那时国就享太平了。
Verse 5, he also removed the high places and incense altars from all the cities, and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him.
然后又在犹大第六节说建造了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有征战，因为神赐他平安。
Verse 6, and he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest.
所以你看这个就是让我们看到，当我们有心要遵行神的命令，照着去做，神就祝福，他就赐给这样的人平安，他就可以真的去享受神所赐的福了。
So we can see that when we are determined to follow the commandments of God, then God will bless us and give us peace.
那其实亚撒他从他的历史里面，他就知道说，今天他能够有这个王位可以继续做，百姓能够还有这个太平的日子，都是神给的，要记住这是神的恩典。
And so Asa understood that after cleansing the temple, the high places and idols that. This was all given to him by God.
所以要懂得寻求神，不能够把神忘记。
So you must follow God and do not forget anything.
第七节他说
，Verse 7，
他对犹大人说：“我们要建造这些城邑，视为竹坛，盖楼安门做栓。地还属我们，是因为寻求主我们的神。我们既寻求他，他就是给我们四境平安。于是建造城邑，诸事亨通了。”
Verse 7, therefore he said to Judah, let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered.
他知道说，现在我们还有这些国境，还有这一个国家，是因为神是我们的，是因为我们愿意寻求他，然后依靠他，所以他让我们现在还能够存活。
Asa knew that it is because that they have sought God that they were given rest and are able to prosper.
寻求神的一定行健。
If you seek after God, then you will prosper.
这是神 从古以来一直应许的，他说你如果寻求我，我就让你兴建了。
And this is God's promise that if you seek him, then he will, then you will prosper.
他当时对大卫这样讲，他对所罗门也这样讲，他现在对以后的王都是这样说。
He told us to David, he told us to Solomon, and he told us to all the kings to come afterwards.
所以现在亚撒王他知道说，其实他们现在可以有地、有国家，还有这些资源都是神赐的，应该感谢神。
So Asa knew that this peace that he was given was due to God.
那好了，在这个背景底下，现在面对古实王来征，大军压境。
So from this backdrop of peace, we can now see that Zerah the Ethiopian came to attack him.
再一次的看到那个得胜哈，今天如果真的面对征战要得胜。
And again,
靠神的人最简单，你想都想不到，他是这样子得胜了。
And we can see that those who trust in God are able to be victorious.
啊，第十一节他就祷告神，呼求神而已。
Verse 11, Asa cried out to the Lord.
他呼求神说：“神啊，只有你能够帮助软弱的。
”And he says, "Lord, it is only you who can help."
在人看来，我们是软弱的，但是你可以帮助我们得胜啊。
We have no power, but through God, we are able to be victorious.
所以主啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你。
So, Lord, please help us because we rest on you.
那我们懂得仰赖神的哈，哎，神就让我们靠得住，你靠他不会失望的。
So when you rely on him, then you will not be hopeless or despair.
然后现在亚撒又说，我们是奉你的名来攻击这个大军的。
Asa then says that in your name we go against this multitude.
他出去打仗不是靠他自己的能力，一方面他也不是为了他国家自己的荣耀了。
He's not fighting this through his own strength or for his own kingdom.
因为这个国度是属于神的。
Because this kingdom is God's kingdom.
真正掌权的、做头的是神本身。
The true king and the true king leader is God himself.
所以如果这个国度被攻破了、被打败了，损失的、羞辱的是神。他自己本身。
So if this kingdom is broken, then this signifies that God has lost.
所以现在这个王他祷告，他想到的是神的荣耀的问题。
So when Asa is praying, he is thinking about the glory of God.
所以他说我们是奉你的名来出去打仗的。
And this is why he says we are going to fight in your name.
这个神的国度，这个就是他的特殊性。他去打仗的时候是奉神的名打仗。
And this is the unique part in that he is fighting in the
name of God. 为了神的荣耀在打仗的。
He is fighting for the glory of God.
好，然后他接下来说，他说主啊，你是我们的神，不要容人胜过你哦。
He then says, O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you.
意思是说，他现在把这个征战哦，所有的那个 credit 哦，跟最后所会有的结果哦，都把它放在神身上去。
And so he is giving the credit for the results of this battle to God.
因为这个国度是你的。
Because this kingdom is God's.
带领我们的其实也是你。
And the one that leads us is God.
那现在你能够帮助软弱的，赐给我们力量也是你。
And you are able to help those who have no power.
那我们现在奉你的名来打仗。
So in your name we fight.
你要让我们得胜，因为我们是属你的。
And you will let us prevail because we belong to you.
不要让这个敌人胜过你啊。
Do not let man prevail against you.
他这个祷告真的是非常有力啊。
And this is a very powerful prayer.
那对亚撒来说也是非常的诚心的，真的是实实在在的。
But Asa spoke this prayer truthfully.
因为他之前就已经是这样子在寻求神。
Because this is how he worshiped God before.
他愿意真的倚靠神，而且能够执行神的他的命令。
He was willing to rely on God and give offer him his entire life.
他是相信神本身的掌权的。
And he understood that God is all powerful.
他祷告神听了。
So the Lord listened to his prayer.
所以接下去第十二节，于是神就使古实人败在亚撒跟犹大人面前，古实人逃跑了。
Verse 12, so the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled.
就好像现在那个犹大人都还没有真的去打仗的时候，神就让古实人逃跑，他们就跑了。
So even before the Israelites or before they fought, then God had allowed the Ethiopians to begin to flee.
他们就败了，他们就已经被打败了。
They had already been defeated.
就好像神 派那个无形的军队哈，就把这些敌人赶走了。
It is as if God sent His own army to clear out these Ethiopians.
那接下去那个犹大人做什么？他圣经第十三节就说，现在亚萨跟随他的军民就开始追赶而已了，追赶。
So in verse 13, the Israelites began to pursue them.
然后追赶到基拉尔，就是到了边境，然后之后古实人被杀了很多了。
And they pursued them to Gerar, and many of the Ethiopians were.Killed there.
以后古实人就不能够再强盛，不会再来攻打犹大国了。
And the Ethiopians would never attack them in the future.
然后在第十四节说，又打破基拉尔的四围的城邑，神使其中的民都甚恐惧。
14. Then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them.
所以他们这次神帮助他们打仗，那个打完之后哈，那个被打败的一方啊，没有想要报复说，不然我们再来。整军精武再来跟你打一次，没有了，以后不敢了。
So they defeated these cities around Gerar, and they no longer wish to help the Ethiopians to fight them to fight Judah again.
你就看到说，其实，在历代志下里面哈，他记载了很多的战役哈，都跟我们现在一般的思维不同了。他都很奇妙的，因为神的介入哈，他们就得胜。
In Second Chronicles, there are many battles where the outcome is different from what we would expect.
我们一直看以后的列王，你就会发现神的作为真的很奇妙。你没有想，你没有办法用一个公式去推算说神就是会这样做，不一定。神的做法常常让你想不到的。
And we can see from these battles how miraculous and how different these battles are from our expectations.
这个就是神奇妙的地方。
And this is how God is mysterious.
神他应许的话哈都会实现的。
All the promises of God will come true.
当初大卫要建殿，神很高兴，然后就祝福他。
When David wished to construct the temple, God was very pleased and blessed him.
那大卫他当时对神就有一个了解。
And David at that time understood God.
我们现在看历代志上第十七章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志上第十七章。
First Chronicles chapter 17.
第十七章，这是大卫的祷告，从第十六节以后。
From verse 16 on is the prayer of King David.
我们先看一下第十六节。
Let us read verse 16.
第十六节说，大卫进去坐在神面前说：“主神啊，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这个地步呢？”
Verse 16. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said.Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far?
是因为神之前已经透过先知先应许说，我要让你的子孙坐在这个国位上，直到永远。
It was through the prophet that said that King David would sit upon the throne.
如果你的子孙他愿意顺服我的命令
，and if his descendants would follow God's commandments,
那这个国位就一直跟随他们。
Then this kingdom will last forever.
那大卫听完就直接说：“哇，这是天大的恩典了！我是谁？我竟然能够有这个福分呢、啊、
？”And this is why David said that, "Who am I, and why have I been blessed in this way?"
啊，第十七节说：“神啊，这在你眼中看为小，又应许你仆人的家是有久远处。神啊，你看我好像看顾高贵的人一样。”
Verse 17, and yet this was a small thing in your sight, O God, and you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the rank of a man of high degree.
就是如果我们今天愿意真的顺服神哦，愿意照他的旨意做，神把我们看得很高贵哈，在神眼中是尊贵有价值的。
Today, if we are able to obey God's commandments, then God views us as having a high rank.
我们如果要祷告神说神啊，我今天我的困难，求你帮助我。
If we are able to pray to God and tell Him our problems and ask God for help，
我们一定要在我们的信仰里面哦，真的做神所喜悦的事情，照他所吩咐去行哦。
And if we are able to in our to do things to act according to our faith，
如果神把我们看作很高贵，就是他看我们很重要，他当然对我们的事情他会很关心的。
And God views us as of high value, then He will help us.
那如果神也认为很重要，那你这个事情好办呢、啊、
？So if God views you as of high value, then things will go well for you.
有神帮助的事情没有困难的。
If God helps you, then nothing is difficult.
所以其实大卫他深知道说只有神，他今天能够得到这个独一的神的这个恩典，他觉得说这个是天大的幸福了。
So David understood that there is this one true God, and he has received his favor.
第二十节说，主啊，照我们耳中所听见的，没有可以比你的，除你以外，没有别神。
Verse 20, O Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
然后呢，第二十一节说，世上有何民能够比你的名以色列呢？
21, and who is like your people Israel?
就是能够被神拣选的百姓，被神说为自己子民的这个人，何等有幸。
Who can be chosen? Who can be a people chosen by God?
啊，所以今天我们被神验中哈，成为他的子民，他做我们的父，他现在把我们看作高贵的，我们要先感谢他。
So we are people chosen by God, and He is our Father, and so we must give thanks to Him.
好，我们现在跳过去看第二十六节。
Let us read verse 26.
二十六节说：“神啊，唯有你是神，你也应许将这福气赐给仆人。”
26. And now, Lord, you are God, and have promised goodness to your servant.
唯有你是神，就是只有你是独一的，没有其他跟你相比的。
God is the only God, and there is none like Him.
那也只有这位神，他能够把他所应许的所有的福气都一一的实现，绝对不会说谎话的。
And this one true God, will keep all of His promises.
好，所以其实大卫他抓住了神的特性，他祷告神，神垂听。
And so, when David prayed, then God will listen.
好，他祈求神哦，能够照他所说的话应验在他的家里。
He asked God to remain, and keep his family.
那所以只有神的话是真实的啊，他是独一的神，他所讲的话一定是句句都是带着能力，而且一定会应验。
So all the words spoken by God are will come true.
那我们今天在神面前哈，要诚诚实实。
Before God, we must be truthful and honest.
啊，就是在神面前，我们人要很就是要把心打开了。
Before God, we must open our hearts.
没有什么事情能够跟神隐瞒的了。
There is nothing that we can hide from God.
啊，我们的喜怒哀乐，我们任何的一切，神都看得一清二楚。
What we desire and what we love and hate, then God knows everything.
所以祷告哈，要把我们所有的一切啊，都把它倒在神面前，就是要对神倾心吐意。
So in prayer, we must give everything to Him so that we can draw close to Him.
哦，对人我们有时候会保留，我们不知道讲了这个话之后别人会有什么反应，我们有时候会顾虑的。
When we speak to other people, we may hold things back because we do not know what they may think.
但是对神可以放心。
But before God, we can let go of this fear.
所以祷告的时候，我们要把我们所有的一切都把它摊在神面前，就好像神在你面前，你要把整个心掏给他。
So when we pray to God, we must pour out everything before Him.
所罗门在奉献圣殿的时候，他这样祷告。
When Solomon was dedicating the temple, he prayed in this way.
我们看历代志下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志下第六章。
2 Chronicles chapter 6.
来读一下第三十节。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
我们读二十九节，二十九节。
Verse 29。
历代志下六章二十九节说：“你的民以色列，或是众人，或是一人，自觉灾祸甚苦，向这殿举手，无论祈求什么，祷告什么。”二三十节。
30。
求你从天上你的居所垂听赦免，你是知道人心的，要照个人所行的待他们，唯有你知道世人的心。这里特别提到第三十节说：“只有神，他知道世人的心。”
So in verse 30, only God is able to hear everything and to forgive and to know everything in their hearts.
那他只有其实也是只有神能够照个人所行的来待个人而已。
And it is only God who is able to judge accordingly to their actions.
他知道我们的心。
He knows our hearts.
那我们现在要做什么，其实在基本上都跟我们的心有关系的。
And what we do comes forth from our hearts.
如果我们今天认定神就是我的帮助，他主导我的一切。
If today we say that God is our help and will guide our actions,
有这个认知在前之后，接下去做什么事情都先祷告。
then before we do anything, we would pray.
所以为什么说今天我们如果更认识神的人，我们更愿意在凡事上依靠他。那依靠的意思就是一定要先祷告，跟主耶稣说，请他来带领。
This is why those who are closer to God would often pray for God's help before they do things.
可能是很简单的事。
They may be very simple things.
但是如果神带领的话，就很真的就是让你很轻松。
But if God is guiding you, then everything will go very smoothly.
那不然，如果就算是一个很简单的事情，一个小事，如果神没有带领，你可能会遇到很多麻烦，花好多时间，最后可能什么都没做好。
And even if it is a small thing, but if God is not helping you, then it may turn into a big headache.
所以现在我们要认定唯有神他能够帮助我，那我因为什么事情都要先跟他讲。
So we must be determined to understand that God will help us in everything.
生病怎么办？
If we are sick,
先祷告神。
Then we first pray to God.
不是先跑去找医生。
It is not, we do not first go to the doctor.
医生不一定会正确。
The doctor may not be correct.
但是如果今天神带领那个医生一诊断可能正确的。
But if God is guiding him, then the doctor would be correct.
遇到困难，不要去找人关说，先祷告神。
When we encounter a difficult situation, we do not first go to other people, but we first pray to God.
我们上班的时候碰到困难，现在老板找你麻烦，你不要去找更大的上司说要靠人的关系去把这个事情摆平了。
If your boss comes to you with something to do, and you do not first go and bug someone else, but you first pray to God.
先跪下来祷告。
You first pray to God.
这个事情一定要先靠神。
You must first rely on God.
我们有时候常常说，这个急的事情要慢慢办。慢慢办的意思说，要先花时间祷告。
We often say things that are urgent, we must do slowly, which means we first pray.
要一些时间，让我们自己安静在神面前祷告，求神带领。
We should spend some time before God to ask God for His guidance.
因为我们相信，唯有神能够帮助那软弱的，胜过强盛的。
Because we believe that our God is able to help us overcome.
所以有效的祷告，有时候不在于那个时间长短。
So an effective prayer does not necessarily depend on the length of the prayer.
而是在我们遇到事情，我们在祷告的时候，我们的心在哪里？
But it depends on where our heart is when we pray.
是不是真的我们在倚靠神？
Are we truly relying on God?
还是我们有时候只是习惯性的说，我先祷告一下而已。
Or is it only because we pray out of habit?
然后还是用我们自己的方法去这么拼命的去奔波。
And after we pray, then do we just follow our own thinking?
其实有很多事情，神有他的时间呢。
For many things, God has His own time.
神有他特殊的作为，我们可能不明白的。
And He has His own methods which we may not understand.
那祷告当中，我们才会看明神的旨意，才会比较清楚一点呢。
But it is through prayer that we will be able to better understand God's will.
那如果不祷告，那更不用讲了。
And if we do not pray, then it is a different situation.
我们可能被眼前的一些事情发生的时候，我们就眼睛模糊了，看不清重点是什么，我们就白忙一场。
Something may happen to us, and we may act without understanding.
所以我们现在在这个有关于亚撒王讲的这段话里面，要看到的是说，面对困难，我们要先知道说我自己是软弱的，我需要帮助了。
So from Asa's story, we should understand that when we encounter a situation, that first of all we are weak.
因为亚撒说，主啊，求你帮助我们，因为他知道他自己没有办法靠他的军队哦，真的去跟敌人对抗。
Because Asa understood that he was weak and his army was unable to stand up against the Ethiopian army.
懂得祷告的人表示说，我知道神比我行，所以我靠他比较安全。
And we should say that we understand that God is more capable than us, so we should rely on him.
然后我们又知道说，我们的神是可靠的，他是全能的，你靠他不会失望。
And we should also know that our God is reliable and he will come through.
所以愿意祷告人，愿意跟神祷告，表示说我愿意祈求神帮助，因为他能帮助我。
And those who rely on God understand that God will help them.
今天有许多很多情况，如果我们本身在真的有在信仰上下功夫有一些事情发生的时候，其实在考验我们对神的信靠，而且我们真的去做，你绝对不会失望，而且会有体验的。
There are some situations where after we go through them, then we will, if we rely on God, then we will experience God.
神会帮助那个软弱。
God will help those who are weak.
有些状况一出现的时候，你就会发现你束手无策，你什么都没办法做。
As these problems may show up where we are unable to do anything about it.
我们有位姐妹，小丽这次去海外协助的时候，听到一个美好的见证，跟大家分享。
So I had heard a beautiful testimony that I, when I was abroad.
这个姐妹她在找工作的时候，她跟早上所提到的，她特地说，她现在找工作一定要星期六可以休息，因为她要去教会聚会，她特别要求，这是第一个条件，一定要按时让我可以去教会。
There was a sister who was looking for work, and just like the story this morning, her criteria for looking for work was that she could not work on Saturday.
感谢主，我们现在越来越多的组内的同龄，他们在找工作的时候，都把这个放作优先考虑条件了。
And thank God that many of the people today, when they are looking for work, also have this criteria.
以前许多在打工的同龄，他们都连提都不敢提，也不敢想说星期六还有机会休假吗？都不敢说，连提都不敢提啊，也不敢让人家知道说他是基督徒，星期正式教会信徒，星期六要聚会的。
Before we had believers who would not even dare to think about setting this boundary of not going to work on Saturday.
反正就是想说他们那个工作性质就是周末最忙的，那这么多这么忙的时候，要跟老板说我星期六要放假，这个意思就是说你讲出来你就没工作，他害怕了，所以不敢讲了。
And they were afraid to bring this up because the weekends are the busiest, and they're afraid they would lose their jobs if they brought it up.
就好像天底下只有这个工作，好像没有这个工作，其他都找不到了一样。
And it is as if this was the only job they could get, and if they lost it, then they would not be able to find another job.
其实小丽常常说，其实很多时候是工作在求人来做的。
But I would often say that it is the businesses who are looking for people to do the work for them.
公司就要赚钱，如果没有好的员工，他赚不了钱。
Businesses need people to work for them so that they can make money.
所以，如果我们是一个真的诚诚实实的人，好的员工哦，你到哪一个地方去，人家觉得你是很宝贝，人家一定会想要让你在这里工作的。
So if you're an honest worker and a hard worker, then you are definitely able to find businesses willing to hire you because you are important to them.
就是说，真的在执行圣经的道理，你是负责任的，是诚实的，是可信靠的，而且哈，又是卖力工作的人。每一个单位都觉得说你这个是宝贝，拼老命都要把你留下来，不要让你走路了。
You are as a Christian, you are honest and reliable, and many businesses would find you very valuable.
那这个时候，我们一定要把我们的要求，我敬拜神，我属神，为什么有这个能力？是因为有神帮助我啊，所以我要聚会敬拜神，这是我能够有这个今天的前提啊，所以我要求我今天星期六要去聚会，我要休息。
And so these believers are able to set this criteria for not working on Saturday because they know that God will allow them to receive a job to take care of themselves.
如果我们真的依靠神，神真的垂听。
And if we truly rely on God, then God will listen.
这个姐妹，她去找工作，她当店员呢，她就跟老板这样提条件的。当那个店里面的worker而已啊。
So the sister was a retail associate, and this is what she told her boss.
然后她去跟老板谈，那个老板同意了。
And so she brought this up to her boss, and he agreed.
她所有的店里面的员工就只有她星期六不用上班，她星期六来教会聚会啊。
Out of all the workers in the store, she was the only one who didn't have to work on Saturday.
大家都觉得说你是跟老板什么关系？你怎么这么特别？
And they would all say to her, "What is your relationship with the boss? Why are you so special?"
她其实她是没有说，因为她是我是属神的，我是神的儿女啊。
So she would tell them that she belongs to God. She is the daughter of God.
我是来这边工作，我不是为工作而存在，我是为了生活而要工作。我生活是为了要敬拜神的。
She is working to stay alive, but she lives to worship God.
我不是只是为了赚你这些钱而已的。
I'm not here just to earn money.
所以她就很清楚的，她知道她是他需要什么
？So she understood what she wanted.
这个我们这个姐妹哈，这每个安息日都来教会聚会。
So the sister was able to come to church every Sabbath.
那她在有一次来教会聚会，聚会完之后，她回家去了，回去上班了。
One time after church, she went back home and then went to work.
那她回去上班的时候，她那里面的同事才跟她说。哦，我们的老板的另外一家店哈，因为他们开连锁店好多店呢、啊。他说 那个店哦，今天下午被抢劫了啦。
And then her coworkers had told her that another of the stores has been robbed.
有那个抢匪拿枪进去抢劫了。
Someone came in with a gun and robbed them.
然后就被抢了很多财物了。
And many things were taken.
那我们这个姐妹一听完之后，想说：“哎呦，今天安息日哈、哦，那她去教会聚会，所以她没有碰到，而且又是在别的另外一家店发生的。”她说：“哎呦，感谢主。”
So the sister, when she heard this, she thought that it is because she went to church that this did not happen to her and it happened to a different store. So she was very thankful.
然后她在心里有一个想法说：“那会不会那个这个接下来明天来抢这家店啊？”
But she had this fear that perhaps the next day, her store would be robbed as well.
那因为隔天她要上班呢、啊。
And so the next day she had to go to work.
是周日的时候啊。
It was a weekday.
哎，结果这个周日果然哈、哦，早上很多生意，好忙啊，生意很忙啊。
And this workday, a weekday, was very busy.
那她很忙，这个本正常都是这样子啊，所以她也不会觉得很奇怪。那但是她那一天有一个感动。他把那些收了钱、哦、那个大的钞票、哦、他都把它分别出来、哦、放在另外一个地方去了。
And it was a very typical day, but she had this feeling, so she set aside these larger deposits in a different place.
那他的这些小的钞就放在收银机里面了。
And the lesser ones she left in the register.
那一天早上，他这个老板的女儿说，特别带一些礼物东西啊来慰劳。员工啊，请大家一起吃东西的。
And that morning, the boss's daughter had also brought in some gifts or some snacks for the workers there.
结果就发完了，然后就这个就到那柜台跟他坐在那旁边聊天呢。
And after they were finished with the snacks, and they went to the counter.
那结果接下去。那个抢匪来了，拿枪进来抵着他说：“把钱拿出来。”
And at that moment, the robber came in with a gun and asked them for the money.
突然之间，那个歹徒拿枪进来。
And it was very sudden.
然后就跟他说：“把那个钱拿出来。”
And he demanded the money.
在这个时候，其实你什么事情都你做什么可能都不太对嘛。
In this situation, you do not want to make the wrong move.
但是感谢神。这个姐妹在见证说，她当下哈、哦，她一点都不害怕。
But thank God, she testified that she was not afraid at all.
她也没有很紧张了，她也不紧张了。
And she was not anxious.
就好像有人在命令她做什么，她就说 OK 好，那就把收银机打开，那在这里啊，你拿，就她就把这个钱就给她拿走了。
It was like a simple request, and she just opened up the register, and the guy took the money and.
然后对方那个拿钱就走了。
And he took the money. And
其实那一叠钱都是小钞。
But this is all petty cash.
那对方也没有说太少，然后钱拿了就走了。
And the robber did not say that there was not enough money, but he just left.
然后这个整个事情，他一点都不会害怕，他就很稳定。
During this situation, she was not afraid, but was very calm.
然后事后当然接下去那个就报警了，警察就来了。
So then they called the police and they came.
那警察来了就调录影带出来看，说：“哎，跟他说，这个歹徒拿的枪可是真的、啊，那不是假的，不是唬唬你而已啊。”
So the police said that this is a real gun. It was not a fake one to just scare them with.
那这个歹徒已经去抢了很多店了。
And he had already robbed many different stores.
那这个时候，我们的姐妹才感到，哦，原来是神在保守看顾。
And it was at this point that the sister felt that she was being protected by God.
在这个枪口底下，你是软弱的，你什么都没办法。
In front of a gun, you are weak.
那所以这个时候只有神能够帮助啊。
And it is at this moment that God helped them.
真的，神让他心里稳定。
So that she was calm in her heart.
他也不会害怕。
So that she was not afraid.
就好像有神在旁边，他是特别的。神在他旁边一样的。
It is as if God was by her side.
然后他就对方要什么就给他什么而已。
So she gave the robber what he asked for.
然后他后来才说啊、哦，感谢神，不知道神怎么感动他哈、哦，把那些早上那么多的生意，那么多那个大的现金、哦、他都把它放在那个夹层底下去的，那个歹徒根本看不到。
So she was also thankful that earlier that day she had moved larger deposits down to a safer area.
那她就度过这个难关了。
So she was able to pass through this trial.
真的，今天我们有时候遇到一些危险的时候，你想不到。
So today we may encounter dangers that we do not are not aware of.
但是唯有神能够帮助软弱的。
But God is able to help those who are weak.
当我们有这个心智要全心倚靠神的时候，神就让我们可以靠得过。
When we have this heart to rely on God completely, then He will help us.
所以今天呢，我们是尊贵的，我们是被神拣选的。
So today we are valued, we are chosen by God.
神使人得胜。
God will help us overcome.
因为我们是属他的，我们的一切都跟神的荣耀有关系的。
Because we belong to Him and we our well-being is the glory of God.
让我们记住，我们是属神的百姓这个特殊的身份，他愿意帮助我们。
We must remember that we are the God's people, and then He will help us.
看一下彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
诗节说，从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续了。
Verse 10, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
唯有神，他现在拣选了我们之后，我们现在有一个不同的身份。
Now that God has chosen us, then we have a different status.
我们称作他的子民。
We are his people.
他愿意帮助我们。
He is willing to help us.
那我们体验了之后，更愿意去宣扬他的美德。
So that and now that we are chosen, we are to proclaim his the praises of him.
我们愿意去传扬主耶稣基督他这个宝贵的救恩呢。
We must preach the gospel of salvation.
所以我们一起来祷告。
So we will pray together.
不管我们有什么困难，我们相信唯有神能帮助。
Regardless of what troubles we have, we believe that God will help us.
让我们把我们的心摊在神的面前。
And let us put our hearts before God.
祈求神照他的旨意来在我们身上做工。
That God may work on us according to His will.
然后一方面也为教会的圣工推动祷告。
Let us pray for the holy work of the church.
我们在两个月以后就有灵恩布道会。
And within 2 months, we will have a spiritual convocation.
那我们需要为这个事情每天不断的祷告。
So we must pray for this every day.
求主让我们有机会能够向人述说他奇妙的美德。
And ask God that we may have the opportunity to preach the gospel.
让我们在灵恩布道会期间我们信仰得到激励。
And that our faith may grow during spiritual convocation.
那我们更愿意来宣扬主的福音做得人的渔夫。
That we are able to preach the gospel and be the fishers of men.
让教会的整体的圣工能够很顺利按神的旨意来推动。
So that the work of God may go smoothly.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So we will now pray together.
要接受按手祷告的，要祈求圣灵的，要祈求恩典的，可以到前面来。
If you wish to receive the laying hands, if you wish to receive blessing of the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.
我们现在就同心祷告。
So let us pray together.